From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenya's Supreme Court has nullified President Uhuru Kenyatta's electoral win, citing irregularities, and ordered a new poll within 60 days. Mia Wormersley has more.
Opposition leader Raila Odinga filed a petition to the court claiming that results from more than a third of polling stations were fatally flawed. Odinga's contested the last three polls and lost each time. A row over the 2007 result was followed by weeks of ethnic bloodshed, and 1,200 people were killed.
Last month's voting was followed by protests and sporadic violence that killed at least 28 people. Friday, the bodies of 21 people were found floating in the Naf River in Bangladesh. Robert Raffel has the details.
The officer in charge of Teknef police station said the bodies of the Rohingya Muslim refugees had been buried at a local graveyard. On Thursday, 26 bodies of women and children were recovered after three boats carrying Rohingya fleeing violence in Myanmar capsized in Bangladesh.
Myanmar's military said on Friday that most of the 400 people died in recent violence in the western state of Rakhine were because of triggered attacks on security forces by insurgents from Rohingya ethnic minority. United States-backed fighters in Raqqa say they have taken the last districts of the old city from Islamic State jihadists. A spokesman for the SDF told the AFP the coalition of fighters are now on the edges of IS's security quarter in the city center, where most of its main bases are. About 25,000 civilians remain trapped with the remaining jihadists. A U.S. military spokesman said he has not been able to confirm if the city has been retaken. This is VOA News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott held a news conference in Austin, Texas on Friday. He assured residents that there's plenty of gasoline.
The bottom line is that the state of Texas will have plenty of gasoline showing up at gasoline stations across the state of Texas. So don't worry, we will not run out, and we will be back into our normal pattern before you know it.
Harvey shut down about a quarter of the U.S. refinery capacity, much of which is clustered along the Gulf Coast, and caused gasoline prices to spike to a nearly two-year high ahead of the long Labor Day holiday weekend. The storm has displaced more than a million people, with up to 44 feared dead. U.S. President Donald Trump has indicated a decision is imminent as to whether or not he will end the Obama administration policy that protects children of undocumented immigrants who enter the United States illegally.
We'll be releasing on DACA sometime over the weekend, probably Sunday, Saturday. Latest will be Monday.
The program known as DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, is the 2012 Obama administration policy that protects children of undocumented immigrants who entered the United States illegally. The Trump administration faces a September 5 deadline for a decision set by a group of state attorneys grappling with the issues in their states. DACA has given nearly 800,000 people a reprieve from deportation by providing two-year renewable work permits for eligible applicants. Venezuela's former chief prosecutor, Luisa Ortega, met Mexico's attorney general and handed over documents regarding Venezuela. Ortega fled her homeland after accusing Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro of involvement in corruption. Ortega, who was removed from her position earlier this month, said a week ago she had evidence that Maduro was involved in graft with construction company Odebrecht. The 59-year-old Ortega has said she would give details of the corruption cases to authorities in the United States, Spain, Mexico, Brazil, and Colombia. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by telephone on Friday and reaffirmed the need to bring Pyongyang back to the negotiation table by applying maximum pressure and sanctions. Asked by VOA during Friday's briefing to clarify Trump's stance, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders replied, quote, "The president is looking for an integrated process, and we're continuing to move forward on that. We take North Korea extremely seriously, and all options are on the table. That has not changed," end quote. For additional stories and in-depth coverage to these and more, point your web browser to voanews.com. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.